So this presentation, classic for asbestosis, they say shipyard, okay? So when we have a lung disease caused by a workplace exposure, that's called pneumoconiosis. So this patient has asbestosis as the type of pneumoconiosis. And you can see on the chest x-ray, they say reticulonodular pattern. That means honeycombing. Honeycombing is a colloquialism that refers to pulmonary fibrosis. So reticulonodular, you need to know, means pulmonary fibrosis. Sometimes the vignette can say just reticular, okay? So reticular or reticulonodular pattern means pulmonary fibrosis. Don't confuse this with reticulogranular, which can be used to describe neonatal respiratory distress syndrome due to lack of pulmonary surfactant, completely different, unrelated. But I'm just saying that you might see reticulogranular for NRDS, and for pulmonary fibrosis, you'll see reticulonodular or just reticular, and those terms refer to honeycombing. So the question is asking which cell type initiates fibrosis. Answer is alveolar macrophage, okay? Macrophages secrete various cytokines, initiate the process of fibrosis. The macrophage will attempt to phagocytose the asbestos unsuccessfully, okay? So you'll get a chronic inflammatory condition, essentially, that will lead to fibrosis. So there are no granulomas. So I don't mean to use vague language where that can be misconstrued. There are no granulomas in terms of any type of chronic inflammatory response, but the macrophage initially will attempt to phagocytose, and the movement of those macrophages in around the asbestos fiber can be considered a form of inflammation. But the image here is of ferruginous bodies. Ferruginous bodies are when we have iron deposition around the asbestos fiber. It's a classic histologic finding seen in asbestosis, but this is the result of the macrophage attempting to phagocytose and contain these asbestos fibers. So student can look at choice A and say alveolar capillary endothelial cell. Why is that wrong? It's just, well, it's not the cell that initiates fibrosis. Clara cells and Kolchitsky cells, those are distractors. When students don't know an answer, they'll choose something they've never heard of before. This is an observation of mine. So a point external to the actual knowledge of this question is when you don't know an answer, don't choose something you've never heard of before. The only time you should choose a weird sounding answer is if you are literally 100% sure the other answers are wrong, okay? It's a rare situation where a question will have a weird answer as the diagnosis. Okay, so I'll just move forward. Clara cell is also known as bronchiolar exocrine cell, okay? So a bronchial exocrine cell or a club cell. It's never going to be an answer, but it is believed to have a role secreting glycosaminoglycans, GAGs, which can be protective for the respiratory tree, for the lining of the respiratory tree. Kolchitsky cells or neuroendocrine cells, they are thought to play a role in detecting hypoxia. They can also secrete various factors such as serotonin, okay? So that will not show up on the USMLE either. It's just as a correct answer, that is, just these are distractors. And then type 2 pneumocytes are very high yield to be aware of. Those are the surfactant producing cells, okay? So they contain specialized organelles called lamellar bodies, and those secrete surfactant. And type 2 pneumocytes are also the stem cells of the lung. So if you get damage in the lung, type 2 pneumocytes will be the answer for the type of cell that proliferates to help repair damage. Okay, that's it.